KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Cold and rainy weather has slowed wildfires raging in interior Alaska since late last week. Firefighters gained some ground Monday night, but the fires threatening neighborhoods in Healy, Tok, and parts of Fairbanks are by no means out. Sam Harrell with the Alaska Division of Forestry says, under the long summer sun, the forest is still like a tinderbox.
The duff layer, that vegetative mat that makes up our forest floor or our tundra, it's very dry, extremely dry in some places, and will take a substantial amount of rain before that duff layer won't burn anymore. And so this is just a respite.
Officials still don't know how many structures have been lost, but Harrell says the Bear Creek fire near Healy has burned several homes and outbuildings in its path. At least 100 Healy residents have been asked to evacuate. Evacuation orders for about 200 households in Fairbanks are still in effect. Firefighters are also getting ready for more fires brought about by thunderstorms that will move through the area in the second half of the week. Meanwhile, federal fire crews have been arriving from the lower 48 to help contain the state's two top priority wildfires, which are threatening Healy and neighborhoods north of Fairbanks. Advocates say proposed changes to the SNAP food assistance program under the current version of President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill would create a level of food insecurity in Alaska that current services wouldn't be able to meet. Kara Durr is the CEO of the Food Bank of Alaska. During Talk of Alaska Tuesday, she raised concerns about multiple proposed changes to the program, previously called food stamps. Those changes include more stringent work reporting requirements and a shift of costs from the federal government to the states. Any major drop in benefits, she says, would have cascading effects in many communities.
In rural Alaska, many of the grocery stores are receiving SNAP benefits, and they are under threat of closing if SNAP were to go away or if there were to be dramatic cuts. So then a community is losing their store. I know there's some concern with the Medicaid cuts in rural clinics and hospitals as well.
Under the U.S. House version of the bill, Alaska would be on the hook for an estimated $68 million at a time when the state already struggles to fund basic programs. Durr says it's unclear what would happen if the state gets saddled with the bill.
They would have a couple options. They would pay that cost sharing amount. They would say we can't pay it, and then benefits could be reduced, or they would just say we're not going to do the program because we can't afford it anymore.
Durr says she has not seen a clear answer from members of Congress about what would happen if a state simply couldn't afford to administer the program. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Talk one-on-one with experts on mental health, nutrition, pharmacology, surgery, childcare, and much more on Line 1, your health connection, weekly on your local public radio station.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Council for Interior Design Qualification, whose certified designers work to protect occupants through the design of code-compliant and accessible environments. Learn more at cidq.org/NPR.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Last week, the Western Alaska community of Kwithluk burst with activity as Orthodox pilgrims from around the world came to honor the first ever Yupik saint. As KYUK's Evan Erickson reports, the glorification of St. Olga brought together those drawn to her message of healing from afar and the people of the region for whom she has long held a saint-like status.
Shots ring out over the Kwithluk River as a mass of pilgrims lining the muddy banks sing a hymn of blessing on the eve of the summer solstice. At last, leaders of the Orthodox Church have arrived in Kwithluk for the glorification of Saint Olga, the first ever Yupik saint and the first female Orthodox saint in North America. For Kwithluk, the glorification is a long-awaited honor for Olinka Oksumkuk Michael, or Matushka Olga, a local midwife who gained a reputation as a gifted healer of deep-seated trauma during her life. Since her death in 1979, accounts of her miracles have spread throughout the Orthodox world, culminating in this historic moment. In the crumbling cemetery of the old St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church, priests set St. Olga's wooden casket on blocks, just feet from the spot where they exhumed her remains 7 months earlier. As local priest Father Vasily Fisher explains, before St. Olga can be venerated as a saint, her final funeral rite, or panahida, must be performed. Going forward, the day of her death will be celebrated instead as her birth as a saint.
Everything is done as if going backwards. They come back to the church, and in the presence of life, our faith is about life. Sainthood is about life.
For thou art the resurrection and the life and the repose of thy servant Matushka Olga, who is fallen asleep, O Christ our God.
Some gathered in the cemetery have tears in their eyes. Others pat beads of sweat from their foreheads. Matushka Olga's descendants stand transfixed among headscarved pilgrims from nearby villages and from as far away as Romania and Australia. One of Matushka Olga's nieces, Bertha Howard, sums up her memories of her aunt succinctly. She helped, she was compassionate.
That's all I could say.
For Matushka Olga's granddaughter, Adun Winkleman, the inclusion of Yuktun in many of the glorification services is a highlight.
It's very cool to see actual Yuktun words, to recognize the Yupik people, to use the word elders in song. I've never heard that anywhere else in any of our venerating any other saint.
As pilgrims file by outside the church, Winkleman says the scene is a lot to process.
I'm finding the whole exhuming of her body, the whole glorification, canonization, very strange, because she was an actual person to me that would hold me and piggyback me, and we would sit and eat together, or I would sit and watch her sew.
For many others, Matushka Olga has become Saint Olga, Matushka of all Alaska, a symbol of compassion, modesty, and empathy that appears to resonate just as much across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta as it does the world. In Kuitlik, I'm Evan Erickson.
This is Alaska Public Media.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
No sense in staying inside.
If the weather's fine and you got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
Oh!
And good morning, everybody out here. Another, excuse me, another gorgeous day. I can't believe it. I love this part of the world. I really do. There's almost no people. You know, there's no people. There's really no crime. I put something on. Somebody wrote something on Facebook yesterday about Steilacoom. You know, that's the second oldest town of the state, I think. My aunt and uncle lived there. So I spent a lot of time there as a kid. My dad was in Guam, and we were waiting to go over there to stay with him, my mom and me and my brother. So we stayed with my aunt and uncle. I was like three years old. And I remember walking out to Walter's store and with a nickel and buying a Coca-Cola from the Coke machine. I was 3 years old, walking about six, seven blocks. Couldn't do that now with any type of safety at all. Lakewood, right next to Steilacoom, I think is the most violent town in the state. Things have really changed there. So when I came up here 22 years ago, I said, I'm in heaven here. I never looked back. Yes, another paradise day. Start with some Bonnie Raitt. She's really has got my eye lately. A good friend of mine knows quite a bit about music. We did a couple of shows, one on Clapton and did the Beatles. I want to do one on Bonnie Raitt, but he's really busy doing some of the stuff right now. But I'm going to play some of her music. I heard her dad was in some of the big shows like Oklahoma, you know, and musicals like that. And so it comes from a very talented family, but definitely one of my favorites. We're going to hear Me Lord, and then a Thing Called Love, and then A Piece Called You. And then we'll turn it over to that bluegrass band, my Arkansas kin, the Dillards. Here's Bonnie.
hurt me like you do. You were the only one that mattered. Then you were gone. Love had moved on. Left me alone. Thinking of you, there was never any other. You and I were created to be true. Isn't it love that keeps us breathing? Isn't it love we're sent here for? Wasn't that love that we were feeling? Was something, baby, deep in our soul, deeper than we know, keeping me whole. Out for you, there was never any question. You be forever on my mind. You and I, we were meant to be together. True.
Bonnie Raitt's in our classic country library, and that's really a misnomer. I mean, she's got a terrific blend of blues, rhythm and blues, rock and pop. I don't really hear any country in there. It could be country rock. I mean, I give you that, it could be, but man, that's absolutely incredible talent that lady has. I'll try to get something more off the ground here. I only have, 2 days left before I take the airplane south to Bellingham and take the boat up to Ketchikan to kill some fish. What the heck? I'm only 75. I got time left before I'm too old, right? I have no business doing it now, but I still am. Captain's, you're older than me, so it's no big deal. But I got to play more of her stuff. I have 2 days to put something together, and I'll see what I can do. I got, when I'm on the air, at 7-8 hours a day, so the rest of the time I can be working on the show, and that's what I'll do. I'll do some Bonnie Raitt. Anyway, let's go to my Arkansas kin, the Dillards, with Polly Vaughn, Doug Stoon, and then Rollin' My Sweet Baby's Arms. After that, we'll have the Judds. And I don't know where we're going to go out to. Bill Anderson, maybe, or maybe Monroe. Who knows? We'll see. Here's my Arkansas kin.
Now come all ye hunters who follow the gun, beware of your shooting at the setting of the sun. For Polly's own true love, he shot in the dark, but oh, and at last Polly Vaughn was his mark. For she'd her apron wrapped about her and he took her for a swan. Oh, and at last it was she, Polly. Ran up beside her and saw that it was she. Cried, Polly, oh Polly, have I killed thee? He lifted up her head and saw that she was dead, and a fountain of tears for his true love he shed. For she'd her apron wrapped about her and he took her for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was she, Polly Vaughn. Of the night, Polly Vaughn did appear. Cried, Jimmy, oh Jimmy, you must have no fear. Just tell them you were hunting when your trial day has come, and you won't be convicted for what you have done. For I'd my apron wrapped about me, and you took me for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was me, Polly Vaughn. Polly Vaughn did appear, crying, Uncle, oh, Uncle, Jimmy Ram, the must go clear. The lawyers and the judges stood around in a row. In the middle, Polly Vaughn, like some fountain of snow. For she'd her apron wrapped about her, and they took her for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was she, Polly Vaughn.
Thank you. Banjo Player of the Year, Miss Allison Brown. The Male Vocalist of the Year, Mr. Del McCurry. The Dobro Player of the Year, Jerry Douglas. Play us a hot lick there. Oh, yeah. The Female Vocalist of the Year, Allison Krauss. And the Fiddle Player of the Year, Stuart Duncan. Here's the Vocal Band of the Year, the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And the coolest man up here, the Guitar Player of the Year, Tony Rice. And the Instrumental Band of the Year, the Tony Rice Unit. And the Mandolin Player of the Year, Sam Bush. And the Entertainers of the Year, Allison Krauss and Union Station. And the CMA Instrumentalist of the Year and the American Music Shop Leader, Mark O'Connor. My name is John Hartford. I didn't wear a darn thing, but I'm going to have a ball tonight and I'm in fast company. Shack till the mail train's back and rolling the sweet papers on.
Rolling the sweet baby song, rolling the sweet baby song, I lay around.
sister, can we think it's been? Dad's got a job, penny old cotton bills, is watching the money roll in.
Yeah, we'll turn it over to the family judge, I guess I'll call him. The judge, you know, ladies group, they're pretty good. One of my wife's favorites. Gonna play Let Me Tell You About Love, and one more after that, Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Times.
Well, ever since the day that time began, there's been this thing between a woman and a man. Well, I don't know, but I do believe that started in the garden with Adam and Eve. Samson and Lila had their fling till she cut his hair and clipped his wing. It don't matter how the story's told, love stays young and can't go.
Let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming of. Let me tell you.
Pretty good scene, till she said Bonnie boy, we're through. That's when he met his Waterloo. Julie baby and Romeo fell in love and stole the show. I know they are history, but there ain't been nothing like you and me.
Let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming of.
Let me tell you. She was a beauty queen, the prettiest thing that you ever have seen. Solomon, he was mighty wise, but Sheba, she done caught his eye. The world would be in a dreadful fix if it wasn't for the love between cats and chicks. This world wouldn't amount to much without a hug, a kiss, and a tender touch. And
let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming.
me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddies really never go away. Oh, 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 Grandpa, tell me about the good old
Yeah, we got Reba coming up. Take us to the top of the hour. Turn on the radio. We have New Fool at an old game. And then my favorite by her, it's Take It Back. She really pushes blues on this one. I mean, I first heard that in the 80s. It really blew me off my bar stool. I'm serious. I mean, I can't believe Reba is... I mean, I can't believe she's that talented, but my goodness, I mean, it's out there. It's just absolutely phenomenal. You'll hear it here. It's our third piece coming up. Then we'll have a little bit of time for some Alison Krauss. Time should probably run out with O Atlanta. That's Alison Krauss and Union Station. Right now, Reba with Turn on the Radio.
You played, brought you down. Broke my heart, tore it apart. Look who's got the last.
That cold can turn to diamonds, and roaming around the world, I've got a